SpyRadio.com presents stories of mystery and intrigue, espionage and suspense. Hear tales of ticking time bombs, mysterious crime scenes, and cloak and dagger action. This is Relic Radio Thrillers. Welcome back to Relic Radio Thrillers. We're going to hear from The Chase this week, but before we get to it, a quick reminder, you can find more from The Chase, past episodes of Relic Radio Thrillers, and thousands of other old-time radio episodes available to listen to on the website, relicradio.com. And if you'd like to help keep this show coming every week, you can donate through the website as well, or visit donate.relicradio.com. And thank you very much to those who have helped out. They're helping bring today's episode. We're going to hear from The Chase, an NBC series of 55 episodes that aired between April of 1952 and June of 1953. The story we'll hear today is from December 7th, 1952. It's titled Dangerous Journey.
The National Broadcasting Company invites you by transcription to join The Chase. There is always the hunter and the hunted, the pursuer and the pursued. It may be the voice of authority or a race with death and destruction, the most relentless of the hunters. There are times when laughter is heard as counterpoint and moments when sheer terror is the theme. But always there is the chase.
But I must speak with Ambassador Baltus.
I'm sorry, but His Excellency is engaged at the moment.
You are his secretary?
I am.
Then I tell you this is a matter of life and death.
To what does it refer?
It is a highly personal matter.
If you wish an interview with His Excellency, you may submit your request through the usual diplomatic channels.
Now listen to me, please. The ambassador is leaving his post here in Thailand to attend the international conference in London. Is he not?
Why do you ask?
And from there, he expects to travel to his own country before returning here to Bangkok. Is that so?
I don't know who you are or what you want, but if you don't leave His Excellency's office at once, I will summon the authorities.
If I don't talk to the ambassador, my dear girl, His Excellency will never live to see his native land again.
Are you insane?
I tell you, I have...
Qu'avez-vous, Anna?
Your Excellency. Do you speak English, sir? My French is very bad.
Yes, I speak English.
I must see you in private, sir.
Your Excellency, this man forced his way into the office and demanded an interview. He must be drunk or crazy.
Now calm yourself, Anna. What is it you wish, young man?
My name is Rawat. I have a minor position at the Polish legation here, Your Excellency.
But you are a citizen of Thailand.
Yes, I was educated in England. But all this is not important. Time is being wasted, sir. Valuable time. You must be on your guard.
On my guard? Against what?
Your Excellency, you have been marked for execution.
What?
You must be joking.
Do I look as if I am joking, sir? I have authentic information that an assassin has been chosen to follow you to London and to make certain you never reach the international conference alive.
And your source for this rather startling disclosure, Mr. Rawat?
I cannot give you a source. I can only say that because of certain information you possess, information which you intend to disclose to the conference in London, you have been marked for murder.
Thank you for your trouble, Mr. Rawat. Anna?
Yes, Your Excellency.
Give this man 1,000 tikals.
Please, Your Excellency, I want no money. My reward is knowing that you will address the conference in London and make this world a safer and a better place to live in.
Then you have also been informed of the content of my message?
Yes. The speech you will make in London will consolidate the free Asiatic countries in their fight against aggression. You have acquired top-secret information that will
Enough. You know too much, my friend.
Will you be careful, Your Excellency?
I will take the usual precautions.
The usual precautions are not sufficient. You must be protected. Your Excellency, perhaps I have not impressed you enough with the situation. The man who has been designated to kill you will never put an end to the chase until you have been dispatched. And you will never know who he is until you feel his bullet.
It is too bad that you could not acquire his name along with the rest of your information.
I beg your pardon for that, Ambassador. You will be as safe as long as you remain here in Thailand. Once you cross the frontier, however, I have said all I have come to say. Good luck, Your Excellency, and safe journey. Adieu.
Adieu. What do you think of him, Anna?
I am worried, Your Excellency. I didn't know that...
That my trip to London was so important. It is. Asia is in a dangerous position, Anna, politically speaking. I can do a great deal to bring the free countries to an understanding and obtain help from Europe and the United States.
And there are people who want to prevent that.
Naturally. Being diplomats, we will mention no names, of course. But there are certain parties who prefer to see Asia in discord. However, we will continue with our plans, just as if this man Rawat had not appeared. He may be a fraud, a publicity seeker. Frankly, that was my first impression of him.
Oh, but he could be right, Your Excellency, and if you will forgive the liberty, I cannot bear to think that your life is in danger.
Dear Anna, now don't you worry about me. I can take care of myself. Well, our plane leaves for London this evening at 8,
Yes, Your Excellency.
I am going to my apartment now. There are one or two things I have to do before my departure. I will meet you at the airport at 7.
No. Let me pick you up. I will request the police guard to the airport.
Very well. It has been many years since I have found it necessary to carry a revolver. But perhaps I will arrange to have one now. Yes?
Ambassador Walters?
Yes?
Endicott's my name, Your Excellency. British Foreign Service.
Oh?
I've been assigned to accompany you to London.
By whom?
I received my instructions direct from London. My credentials.
And you are a British agent?
Yes, sir.
Come in. I suppose you were assigned to me because of that warning I received about a possible assassination.
Quite right, sir.
Why are you looking about like that?
Just checking your room, sir. You're alone in this flat?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm afraid your precautions are inadequate.
In what way?
You should be under guard at all times. Remember, Your Excellency, you're the top representative of your country abroad. There was no reason, for instance, why I should have gained access to your private apartment so easily. I should have been barred.
But I have a butler and a footman downstairs. They
are... not sufficient, as you see. They're not even aware that I've entered the embassy. And I could have been someone else, Your Excellency. The man, for instance, who was assigned to obliterate you.
All this is becoming rather ridiculous. I am too old to play melodramatic games, Mr. Endicott.
This is not a game, Your Excellency. Now, there's nothing at all to worry about so long as you follow my suggestions. I intend to sail all the way to England with you, sir.
Sail? But I am flying.
If you will pardon me, Ambassador, you are sailing. I've already arranged for a stateroom for you on the Hindustani, an Indian ship. It leaves at midnight. I'll have a stateroom right next door to yours.
What about my secretary?
She can follow us later.
No, that I refuse to do.
But it's safer, sir, for the two of
us... Either Anna comes or I don't sail.
Very well, Your Excellency. I'll arrange passage for you.
Now, why can't we fly? It seems to me a plane would be safer inasmuch as it is faster and makes very few stops.
And the easiest thing on Earth to sabotage is an airship, Ambassador.
Sabotage?
Oh, twisted wire, an incendiary pencil, even a bomb, perhaps.
You mean these people would think nothing of blowing up an airship to get rid of me?
It would be merely routine.
I see. Very well.
Who are you calling, sir?
The airport. I wish to cancel my reservation.
Oh, no, 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 no.
But what is the reason?
For all intents and purposes, you're still going by air. I'll answer that, sir. Keep away from the door.
There is no need for that revolver here.
Oh!
It is Anna, my secretary.
Your Excellency...
Close the door, please.
Who is this man? What is he doing?
He is a British secret agent sent for my protection, Anna.
Oh, I am glad. Now you will be safe.
Safer, yes. But not completely safe.
Oh, well, I have the car downstairs. If you are ready to leave for the airport, Your Excellency...
We are sailing, Anna.
Sailing?
And we will use my car for transportation to the pier.
But my chauffeur, he has been with me since...
Your Excellency, if you will forgive me, I must have absolute obedience to my suggestions, and I must carry my orders out unquestioned. Otherwise... You handicap me.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. I am sorry, Mr. Endicott.
Well, my business is counter-espionage. I've been trained for situations such as this. If you'll give me all your confidence, I think I can deliver you to the London conference without incident.
I will do as you say, Mr. Endicott.
Are you armed, sir?
I have a revolver here.
Good. Keep it. And you, miss?
You can call me Anna.
Thank you. Are you armed, too?
No.
Unfortunately, I can only devote my time to His Excellency.
I understand. If I am in danger, too, it does not matter. All that counts is His Excellency and his safe arrival at the conference.
Good. Then we'll proceed according to my schedule. I'll take His Excellency to the pier myself. You will follow with the luggage.
Very well. Oh, Mr. Endicott.
Yes?
You will be sure to take good care of him.
I'll do better than that, Miss Anna. I'll assure you that he'll be reached only across my dead body. This is your stateroom, Your Excellency.
Yes.
Now, I have the adjacent room. Both rooms are connected by this door. I've arranged to have all your meals served in here.
You mean I can't go on deck?
No, sir. Particularly when the ship is in port. Now, our next stop is Calcutta. Now, I must check the passenger list. It's difficult to screen so many people, but I intend to be as thorough as possible. Stand back, please. Away from the door and out of range.
I can see this is going to be quite a trip.
Oh, it's you, Miss Anna. Come in quickly.
Yes. Is everything all right?
So far, so good.
Anna, I was worried about you.
Oh, I had no trouble coming aboard, Your Excellency, except for a minor incident.
What was that?
But it was unimportant, Mr. Endicott.
Let me decide how important it was, Miss Anna.
Well, as I came up the gangplank, there was a man standing near the rail. He kept staring at me, and, mm-hmm. and when I returned his glance, he moved away quickly, as if he was afraid of being recognized.
Do you remember exactly what he looked like?
Only his eyes. The lower half of his face was covered by his coat collar. His eyes, so black and piercing, they frightened me.
I'll have to look around the deck. Come with me, Miss Anna, and let's see if we can find this fellow.
Yes.
Your Excellency, I'm going to lock the stateroom from the outside.
Am I to be cooped up here like a prisoner?
Unfortunately, yes. One thing more. Remember at all times that you're traveling incognito. You're listed on board as Mr. Danilo, a Romanian. Keep your gun in your pocket and your hand on the gun until I return. Do you see him in that group over there, Miss Anna?
No, Mr. Endicott.
Well, we've just about covered the ship. The man you saw must have gone to his stateroom.
Well, I could have been mistaken. Perhaps the look he gave me had no significance at all.
Well, we can't afford to take any chances. What was he wearing?
Oh, a black Homburg, I think.
Mm-hmm.
His overcoat was very heavy, gray with a black fur collar.
Well, I'll see what I can do with that description. One of the deck officers may have noticed him.
Yes. Oh, do you have a cigarette?
Of course. Here you are.
Thank you.
Something wrong?
Oh, no. Nothing. Thank you for the cigarette.
A light?
Yes. Well, shall I return to His Excellency's stateroom? He may want to dictate some letters.
Yes, you can go. I'm taking another look around the deck.
Oh, you have the key.
Oh, yes. Here.
Thank you.
And be very careful. Lock the door from the inside after you enter his stateroom and don't open it to anyone but me.
Just as you say.
Cheerio.
Oh, it's you, Anna. Oh, that young man has my nerves on edge. I'm beginning to start at every sound.
Your Excellency, there is something wrong.
Wrong? What do you mean?
Endicott. It is not his real name.
What?
I saw his cigarette case. It's initialed with the letters C.D.
C.D.? Are you sure?
His lighter was initialed in the same way.
But what does it mean?
I don't know. You saw his credentials.
Yes, yes, of course.
And they looked authentic.
Well, I think so.
You think so, Your Excellency?
Well, I was so startled by his appearance, I suppose I didn't examine the paper very closely. What are you thinking of, girl? Surely you don't believe...
That Endicott is an imposter, a fraud? It's possible, isn't it? He can be playing with you like a cat plays with a mouse until he has his opportunity to strike.
But that is incredible.
I may be wrong, and I hope so, but we cannot take chances. I must make certain that Endicott is a British officer, without his knowing it.
How?
That door. It leads to a stateroom, doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh, if I could search his luggage. Oh, it's locked from the other side. Perhaps I can get into his room from the deck.
Anna, we may be making a big mistake.
Well, we must be sure. Mr. Endicott!
Your door was open. I asked you to lock it on the inside, like this.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Well, even a slight omission like that can cost His Excellency his life. Let me assure you that the chap we are trying to avoid will be no fool.
Oh, Mr. Endicott.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a cigarette?
Of course, Your Excellency.
Yeah. Thank you.
A light?
Oh. Thank you.
Would you like to turn in, Your Excellency?
Yes, yes, I would.
Well, then I'll say goodnight and go to my room. If anyone or anything disturbs you during the night, knock on the wall like this. I'll hear you on the other side.
Very well, Mr. Endicott.
Coming, Miss Anna?
No. Let Anna stay for a few minutes. There is a letter I would like to dictate. I want it mailed when we reach Calcutta.
Righto. Good night, sir. Miss Anna?
Good night, Mr. Endicott.
Good night. You saw the cigarette case.
Yes, yes, you were right, Anna. The initials don't coincide with the name he gave us. Of course, it all could be a mistake.
I don't know, but we must be sure.
What about this other man, the one you saw as you came aboard?
We could not find him, but then Mr. Endicott may have an accomplice on the ship.
I think I ought to speak to the ship's captain, Anna.
Why, Your Excellency?
The captain could demand to see his papers.
But you are traveling incognito. That would mean you would have to reveal your identity. No, Your Excellency. I think I have a better plan.
Yes?
Tomorrow, while he is dining, I will search his cabin. I will force my way in somehow and find out for certain just who Mr. Endicott is.
Good morning, Miss Anna.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Endicott.
May I join you for breakfast?
Why, yes, of course, but I'm just about finished. I was going for a stroll around the deck.
Oh. Have you seen anything of that chap you saw yesterday?
No.
Well, I've questioned several of the crew, but no one else seems to have noticed him. However, even when he shows himself, we'll check his identity.
Yes. Well, you have just come from His Excellency's stateroom?
Yes. He's starting to grumble a bit about his imprisonment. It's absolutely essential, I'm afraid. Well, let's see what we have on the menu this morning.
Would you excuse me, please?
You're leaving?
Yes, I have some work to do.
Oh, it might be well to keep the ambassador company. I'll join you in half an hour.
All right, Mr. Endicott.
Who's there?
It's Anna, Your Excellency.
Come in.
Yes. I just saw Endicott in the dining salon. He's starting his breakfast. I think I have about 20 minutes.
To search his room?
Yes, I got hold of a key from the chief steward. I told him it was my room. I misplaced my key.
Anna, I don't like this entire affair. It's dangerous for you to search his things.
Yes, but it must be done.
Suppose he catches you.
He won't. But if he does, Your Excellency, you have a gun.
You want it?
I could keep it in my purse, just as a precaution.
Yes, yes, do that. Here.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
And be careful, Anna.
I will. Mr. Endicott!
What are you doing in my stateroom, Miss Anna?
I was just...
searching through my things?
No.
Don't lie to me.
Oh, let me go. You're hurting my arm.
I want an explanation, and I want it fast.
No, I don't... Your Excellency!
What is the meaning of this?
I asked you to remain in your cabin at all times, Your Excellency.
Let Anna go. Let her go, do you hear?
Whatever you say, sir. Oh. I caught her going through my things, searching my room.
She was doing it on my authority.
Yours?
I think it is time for a thorough explanation, Endicott.
Your Excellency, he is not...
All right, Anna. There is a seaman right outside. I asked him to remain there.
Evidently, I'm not in charge here any longer. My orders are being completely ignored.
Who are you and what do you want?
You know who I am, Your Excellency.
You say your name is Endicott. But you have other initials on your cigarette case.
Other initials? Oh, so that's what caused all this. You thought I was an imposter and Miss Anna was trying to discover my real identity. Is that it?
Well, what is your real identity?
The name is Endicott, as I told you, and I'm a British agent. You saw my papers.
Yes, yes. But the cigarette case...
was given to me by a friend just before he died. A man named Chester Darwin. The case was his. Does that answer your question?
Well...
And the initialed lighter came with the case. And now that I've satisfied your curiosity, may I ask you both to leave the detective work to me? I think I'm better equipped for it, if you don't mind my saying so.
I owe you an apology, Mr. Endicott.
So do I. I'm sorry.
I understand perfectly. You're both a bit nervous, which is only logical. I know how it feels to be running with death at your heels, so to speak.
I am going back to my room. Come with me, Anna.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Please use the connecting door. I don't want you to appear on deck again, sir.
Very well.
Just a moment. Miss Anna?
Well?
Let me see your handbag.
My handbag?
Please.
But why do you...
I just want you to give it to me with no questions.
Give it to him, Anna.
Yes, Your Excellency.
When you carry a revolver, Miss Anna, you must be careful about bulges. I think I'll take care of this from now on.
Yes, but I... Just as you say.
Come, Anna. So... we were wrong. I'm afraid we have gotten ourselves into an embarrassing position.
No, we were not wrong, Your Excellency.
What?
Just before he came in, I found this card concealed inside his suitcase.
What is it?
An identification. He is an agent, yes, but not a British agent.
He's... He may hear us.
Your Excellency, he is the man who was sent to kill you. While we thought we'd been fleeing for safety, we were actually walking into his trap.
I will notify the captain at once. I will identify myself and then...
No, it is impossible.
Impossible? Why?
Because the captain is his accomplice.
What?
I saw them together this morning. I could tell by the way they were speaking.
Oh. Well, what can we do, Anna?
We must take matters into our own hands, Your Excellency.
But how?
It is a tooth for a tooth. A life for a life.
You mean...
Tonight, at midnight, you will leave the cabin and wait on the upper deck, forward. I will awaken him and tell him you are missing.
And then?
We will find you unconscious on the deck. I know where he carries his revolver. When he kneels to pick you up, reach into his coat on the left side and take the revolver from his pocket, then hand it to me.
And what will you do?
I will make him admit who he is, then lock him in my room and stand guard over him until we reach Calcutta. There we can turn him over to the Indian authorities.
But the captain...
will suspect nothing. Perhaps he will think that Vronsky, his real name there on the card, had gotten rid of you already and is keeping out of sight until the ship reaches port.
I want no bloodshed, Anna. No matter who he is or what
Trust
he is.
Trust me, Your Excellency. I think I can handle this just as you would wish.
You are a brave woman, Anna.
To risk my life for yours is nothing, Your Excellency. Not when I know what your appearance at the conference will mean to the world.
I will be on the upper deck at midnight, Anna.
And good luck to us both, Your Excellency.
Just a moment.
Miss Anna.
Where is the ambassador?
In his room, of course.
No, Mr. Endicott, his room is empty. He's gone out on deck and has not returned.
Come in here.
Yes.
Your Excellency. You're right. He's gone. Do you know when he left?
He was complaining just before I said goodnight. He wanted some air. I begged him to remain in his cabin and then left. And just a short time ago, I became worried and returned.
Come on. We'll search the ship.
There he is, Mr. Endicott. Up ahead there, lying on the deck.
Your Excellency, what happened?
My back. I can't see. Anna, I have the gun.
What? Give it to me. Now he would sing another tune.
What's the meaning of all this?
We know who you are. The card you carried was evidence enough, Vronsky.
Vronsky? Vronsky.
Quickly, Anna, take him to your room.
No. I will finish him here.
You will do what?
Stand where you are, Your Excellency.
Anna!
So, Vronsky is a woman.
And I've waited a long time for this moment.
What does this mean, Anna?
It means your secretary, Anna, is actually Vronsky, one of the most notorious secret agents in Asia, Your Excellency.
Anna, a spy? But the card she found in your room...
She found no card. It was her own. I must admit, she's clever, Your Excellency, but not quite clever enough.
No? And who is holding the gun, Mr. Endicott?
For years. She has been with me for years, and all along she was working for them.
I am still working for them, Your Excellency. And now, my present assignment is almost finished. Two bullets and two bodies floating on the sea. You have both made it simple for me.
You underestimate me, Miss Anna.
Do I?
I admit I didn't suspect you. But I was taking no chances with anyone. That gun you're holding is the one I took from your handbag, the ambassador's revolver.
Well?
I took the precaution of removing the shells, just in case it should fall into the wrong hands.
Oh, you're lying! I'll show you that you're lying! Oh, no.
It's no use, Anna. The chambers are empty.
Oh, you filthy...
With your permission, Your Excellency, I'll escort your ex-secretary quietly but firmly to the brig. I believe the rest of our journey will be uneventful, as of now.
In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted, hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, cat and mouse. We in the topmost species have also joined the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of us are hounds or foxes as we enter the chase? The Chase was created and written for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Cleve. Featured in today's cast were Bryna Rayburn, Leon Janney, Guy Repp, and Lester Fletcher. The Chase is directed and transcribed by Fred Way. Fred Collins speaking. Next week, a killer devotes 5 years to developing the perfect murder, then finds that his plans must undergo a drastic change in The Chase.
That's our thriller for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to visit the website to find more from The Chase and thousands of other old-time radio episodes. Thanks for joining me this week. Come back next Friday. We'll hear an episode from the Sears Radio Theater, another episode of Relic Radio Thrillers.